Great. Our 10-minute speaker is Nicole from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is March 14th, 2009. My sponsor is Jamie. And right now I'm actually looking for a new home group because I just moved to the area. So to start off, I initially got sober in 2001. I came in to the rooms as a college student that was just partying too much, and but was pretty convinced that I was an alcoholic, and really took to the program. And I had gotten 6.5 years sober on that, and I was working the program. I worked the steps several times. I had a sponsor, did a lot of service work. But the hardest part for me was a higher power. I remember when I first came into the rooms looking at the steps and seeing the word higher power and thinking I would just do the steps and leave that part out. And I didn't realize, that it was completely built around that, because I was only in so much that I was like, all I could comprehend was like that first step. And slowly I began to realize that I had to have something be my higher power. And, you know, of course, I have all these people giving me all these opinions of what my higher power could be. And the doorknob thing didn't really make sense to me. But when somebody said, have the group be your higher power, like, I kind of got that. And that's kind of how my relationship with my higher power evolved. I now have a relationship with my creator. And I believe that that is the sole reason I am sober today. Like I said, I had 6.5 years sober after getting sober in 2001. I was convinced I was going to stay sober the rest of my life. However, my disease had another idea, and I got drunk. And I got drunk again and again and again. I get 30 days, and I never realized how hard it was that once you have time and you go out, like, I didn't know it was going to be so hard to come back. I didn't even think about that. And so it took me a couple years to finally come back and get this sobriety date that I have now and stay sober. You know, this 3 years I've been sober, and I'm grateful for every single day. I never really understood the incomprehensible demoralization until I relapsed. I heard a lot of people talking about yets, and I didn't understand that, where, you know, people would say, well, I haven't done this yet. Well, I didn't do that yet, you know, and I was like, oh, I'm never doing any of those things. And as soon as the alcohol enters my body, it doesn't matter what I think, feel, or say. It doesn't matter, you know, who I am. It doesn't matter that I'm a mother, that I'm a wife, you know. It doesn't matter. All bets are off. You know, and I will go to the bottom of the barrel real fast. And so getting sober this time, it has been quite a whirlwind. I had a baby. I got married. Honestly, I had to look in my big book to make sure that the sobriety date that I was going to say it was the right sobriety date, because that's how much of a whirlwind it's been in my life. To be honest, I feel like my son is a big reason why I'm sober today, and I struggle with that. I struggle with making a human person my higher power sometimes. Sometimes I'll go from God, and then I'll put it on to somebody else. And it's really easy to put it on, like, a cute little baby, you know. It's like, of course I'm not going to get drunk. I mean, look at this, you know. It makes it a lot easier, but, you know, reality starts to set in, and I'm driving home from work, and I don't have that baby in the car, you know. And I say to myself, well, you know, maybe I could just, like, sneak something home, and my husband won't know. And when he goes to his meeting, I can have a little bit of relief, you know. But that's, you know, that's my sick thinking. That's my disease. That's when I know that I'm far away from God. That's when I know I'm not talking to people in the program. I'm not being accountable. The steps for me have always been a really simple thing, and also an easy thing for me. I'm a really honest person, and so when I had to do inventory, it wasn't a big deal for me. It was like, okay, here it all is. I'm like the kind of person who will just like throw up everything on somebody. It was getting to the end of the steps, especially the prayer and meditation, where I really, really have struggled. And I've been like in several different religions. I've tried several different churches. I have talked to many people in AA to try to get what their idea is of it. And I feel like for me, it's going to be a lifelong search to really solidify what that prayer and meditation and that connection with God, you know, is the ideal of what that should be. Because I feel like my higher power is so big that it's beyond my comprehension. And my higher power has kept me sober today and has blessed me with a family, which I never thought that I would have. I thought that I would live fast and die young. You know, that's where I was headed. That's, you know, I had my dad as an example, and thankfully he got sober when he did, because he was headed down that same path. And that's another thing. Like, I have family and everybody around me is in AA, but that doesn't keep me safe. I'd like to think it does, like that I'm in the safe zone, that if I stay in my house that I won't have the temptation. But I'm slowly beginning to realize that that's not the case. And that, you know, the thoughts that I have are usually not the thing I should be doing. I've heard people tell me that I need to act my way into right thinking. And that's really hit home for me. Because my alcoholism can manifest itself in so many different areas of my life. When I came into the rooms initially at 21, alcohol was my only problem. You know, I had it like really easy at that time. I had no idea I had it easy. But when I came in, it was like, okay, I just drank too much alcohol. But then as I got sober, it was like money and men and shopping and food and people, and I mean everything that I could become addicted to and to put all of my dependence on, I would, because it would fill that void inside me. It didn't matter what it was. It was just that I had, you know, I have this like huge void inside me, and I lose track so quickly that God is the only one that can fill that. But sometimes I think that I'm going to take the easy street and, you know, do this, that, or the other. I've actually been struggling more lately. I quit smoking 2 weeks ago. So I'm like, I've been crawling out of my skin, and it's been really hard, like, being here and people smoking and really wanting to do that. But, you know, I need to do it. It's something I need to do, and it's something that I can use these steps to do. I can use these steps for anything in my life. I can apply these steps when I'm at work, you know. I can be the woman that I've always wanted to be, you know. I can be an honorable person with dignity, and I can stand up and be proud of who I am. And I have, like, never been able to say that before. You know, I was never the example. I have a baby sister, and she would tell me, Nicole, you're my anti-drug. She, you know, she's like, I've seen what happened to you, and I don't want to be like you. You know? Ouch! That hurts, you know? But at the time, I'm so loaded, I don't care. It's like, yeah, okay, you're funny. You know, that's really funny. Like, I don't really give a shit about you, you know? And today I do. I care. I care about people, you know? It's not all about me. And that's nice. So if there's just one thing, if I could just, like, focus on one thing about this program, it would be my higher power. And that is I feel the main thing that's kept me sober today. Thank you.